Galveston, a novel, by Nick Pizzolatto, narrated by Michael Kramer, copyright 2010 by Nick Pizzolatto. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. For Amy and for Allegra. How often have I lain beneath rain on a strange roof, thinking of home? William Faulkner. 1. A doctor took pictures of my lungs. They were full of snow flurries. When I walked out the office, all the people in the waiting room looked grateful they weren't me. Certain things you can see in a person's face. I'd felt something was wrong because days before I'd chased a guy up two flights of stairs and I'd had trouble breathing, like there was a barbell on my chest. I'd been drinking pretty hard for a couple weeks, but I knew it was more than that. I'd gotten so angry about the sudden pain that I broke the man's hand. He spat teeth and complained to Stan that he thought it was excessive. But that's why they've always given me work, because I'm excessive. I told Stan about the chest pains, and he sent me to a doctor who was into him for 40 large. Outside the doctor's office now, I took the cigarettes from my jacket and started to crush the pack in my hands. But then I decided this was no time to quit. I lit one up there on the sidewalk, but it didn't taste good, and the smoke made me think of cotton fibers weaving through my chest. Buses and cars cruised slow, and daylight flashed off their glass and chrome.